It's good to be together this afternoon and have another opportunity to study from the Word of God. Several weeks ago, we were studying from 2 Chronicles, and the subject came up of instrumental music and worship in the Old Testament. And after the service, talking with some of the folks, there seemed to be an interest in that and desire to learn more. And so this afternoon, I'd like to share with you a lesson titled Instrumental Music in Old Testament Worship. Now, people that say that they did not use instruments in the Old Testament worship simply don't know what the Old Testament has to say. As we were discussing this, I think Colby made the statement that some people use that as an argument for instruments today. But he said that we ought to just go ahead and admit that they used instruments in the Old Testament worship. But we don't have authority for that today. Let me share with you a book that I have in my library. It's called Old Light on New Worship by John Price. And what I've learned about this subject, for the most part, came from this book. I don't know that it's still in print, but you could probably find it on one of the used book sites. I buy a number of books from Thrift Books and Abe Books and Alibris.com, and there are a number of places you can find these books. But this was a really a fascinating book to me, because in this book he talked about instrumental music and worship in the Old Testament. And not only that, John Price is a Baptist preacher. And John Price pointed out in this book that there is no scriptural authority for instrumental music in the worship of the New Testament church. Notice this statement that he makes. When we establish the following three basic theological principles of worship: one, the Old Testament temple worship in all of its outward ceremonies and rituals has been abolished. It's gone. Two, we must look to Christ and his apostles alone for the worship of the church. And three, with no command, example, or any indication whatsoever from the Lord Jesus that he desires musical instruments in his church, we have no warrant for their use. Now, he didn't use the word authority, but that's exactly what he's talking about. So here's this Baptist preacher teaching me about Old Testament worship and agreeing with my thoughts on the New Testament that there is no scriptural authority for instruments of music in New Testament worship. Well, let's get into our lesson. Let's go back to the very beginning of musical instruments and worship. And we do that by mentioning that God ordained the use of instruments in tabernacle worship in the wilderness. Notice, initially, the only instrument authorized was the trumpet. In Numbers chapter 10, at verses 1 and 2, this, as far as I know, this is the first time a musical instrument is mentioned for worship. He says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps." Now, that doesn't speak to worship, but continue reading. Notice verse 10. "Also, in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Lord. I am the Lord your God." Now notice that the trumpet is the only musical instrument mentioned at this point in public worship at the time the tabernacle was in the wilderness. It was not until after the occupation of Canaan and entrance of the ark into Jerusalem in the days of David that other instruments of music were added to public worship. Talk about the tabernacle worship in Jerusalem. Now we've got the tabernacle out of the wilderness. Now the tabernacle's in Jerusalem. And we find some distinctive changes that take place. Changes took place in worship during the time of David when the tabernacle was in Jerusalem. David began using professional singers and musicians in worship. Notice 1 Chronicles 23, verses 1 through 5. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord, 6,000 were officers and judges, 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. Now, I don't know that they had a band with 4,000 members, but can you imagine that many instruments? And yet those 4,000 were set aside for instrumental music in worship service in the tabernacle. What instruments were specified for worship? I think this is interesting. Notice 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 4 through 6. And he, that is David, appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next to him Zechariah, then Jehiel, Shemariah, Moth, I'm having trouble with these names, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, and Obed-Edom. Jehiel with stringed instruments and harps, but Asaph made music with cymbals. Benaiah and Jehiel, the priests, regularly blew the trumpets before the ark of the covenant of God. And so what we see here is four different instruments that were used, specified, authorized in worship in the tabernacle. They were the stringed instruments. Some of the translations say lyre. There were the harps. There were the cymbals. And there were the trumpets. Keep in mind, when God specifies something to be used, that eliminates everything else. And so we have these four instruments. When God specified instruments, he eliminated all other instruments. What about timbrels or tambourines? That was a very common instrument during that time. A very popular instrument that people used during that time. But that's not specified. That's not mentioned in Old Testament worship. Now, what if David had decided he would just go ahead and add tambourines because he liked the sound of tambourines? I suggest to you that would have been presumption on his part, and presumption is a sin. In Psalm 19 at verse 13, David said, "Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression." I suggest to you that had they added other instruments to the worship service, it would have been great transgression against God. Now, these instruments are listed at least in one other place. If you were to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, you would find the same four instruments listed there that were used in worship in the tabernacle. What authority did David have? You know, the authority that a lot of people have today for musical instruments is, "I like it." Many years ago, Julia and I were having a discussion with a man about instrumental music. And it boiled down to this. He said, "I don't care what the Bible says. I like it." And I think that's the attitude a lot of people have about musical instruments. They really don't care what the Bible says. They like it, therefore they have it. Well, is this something that David just liked? Something that David just wanted? Or did God speak about using instruments in worship during the Old Testament? 2 Chronicles 29 at verse 25. Notice what he said. "And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with stringed instruments, with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet. For thus was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. Why did David use instruments of music in worship to God? Because God commanded it. Where is our command for musical instruments in worship in the New Testament church? We don't find that command, do we? But they were commanded to use these musical instruments. You know, New Testament, or rather temple worship, was abolished in the New Covenant. We come to the New Testament, we find that worship is completely different. The law has changed. Hebrews 7 verse 12 says, for the priesthood being changed of necessity, there's also a change of the law. We don't live under the old law. The old law is obsolete. Hebrews 8 verse 13 says, in that he says a new covenant, he's made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. The Old Testament has been done away. We do not live under the Old Testament. We don't live under the rules that God gave for Old Testament worship. The old law has been taken out of the way. Colossians chapter 2 at verse 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. At what point in temple worship did instrumental music end? So not only did God give instructions about instrumental music, not only did God approve instrumental music in worship under the old law, but he gave specific instructions as to when those instruments were to be played and when those instruments were to stop. Now think about that. It wasn't just left up to the people to do what they wanted to do. God gave instructions about that very thing. Instrumental music played during the time of the animal sacrifices, the atoning sacrifices for sin offering. When the animals were being sacrificed, the musical instruments were played. Notice 2 Chronicles 29, verses 25 through 30. And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad the king's seer, of Nathan the prophet. For thus was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. Why did they do this? God commanded it. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priest with the trumpets. So again, we find all four of those musical instruments mentioned in this passage. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offering on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began with the trumpets and with the instruments of King David of Israel. Now, notice that when the burnt offerings were being made, they played with the musical instruments. That word with is important here. But now as we continue reading, notice this. So all the assembly worshiped. The singers sang and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued, here's another word, until. So they're going to stop, right? Until the burnt offering was finished. So when the offering was finished, the instrumental music stopped. Did you see that? And when they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshiped. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praise to God with the words of David as of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshiped. Now, what's the point I'm going for here? The point is this. Instruments were used when sacrifices were being made. Singing was used when sacrifice was being made. When the sacrifice was finished, the musical instruments stopped. When sacrifice finished, they continued to sing. Now hold on to that, because I think there's a principle involved here in our New Testament worship. Instrumental music stopped when the sacrifices for atonement were finished, but they continued to sing. Now hang on to that. Thank offerings followed the atoning sacrifices. So after when the sacrifice is finished, the musical instruments stopped. What did they do after those sacrifices? They had the thank offerings. They thanked God. But what did they do during the time that they were thanking God? They were singing. They continued singing during the thank offering. Instruments played until the sacrifice ceased. When the sacrifice ceased, no longer did they use musical instruments. 2 Chronicles 29 at verse 28. So all the assembly worshiped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the time they were going to stop, until the burnt offering was finished. Musical instruments played until the sacrifice ended. When the sacrifice ended, the musical instruments ended, and the people continued to sing. Singing continued after the sacrifices, and instrumental music stopped. In New Testament worship, the atoning sacrifice was Jesus. We offer the sacrifice of thanks. In New Testament worship, we do not offer sacrifices. The sacrifice has been offered for us. The sacrifice is over. Now, if you make a parallel between the Old Testament and the New Testament, what you see is this. In the Old Testament, when the sacrifice ended, the musical instruments ended. In the New Testament, when the sacrifice ended, after Christ had given himself as a sacrifice, there's no musical instruments. Do you see the parallel there? I think the Jews, during the time of Christ and afterwards, understood this. I think they had a pretty good understanding of this. Jesus is our atoning sacrifice for sins. The price for our sins has been paid. Once that is paid, there is no musical instruments in the worship service. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The sacrifice under the new law, under the New Testament, has been taken care of. Therefore, there's no more musical instruments in worship. Hebrews 9, verse 28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Christ was offered. Christ was sacrificed for our sins. When did the musical instruments stop? They stopped after the sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice, that is himself, for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Christ is the sacrifice for our sins. Why don't we have musical instruments? Because the sacrifice has been made and the musical instruments stopped after the sacrifice was made. When we sing and worship today, we do not offer a sin sacrifice. We offer thanks in our singing. Now you remember in the Old Testament when they were offering the sin sacrifice, the instruments were playing. But when the sacrifice stopped, they had the thank offering. And they continued to do what? They continued to sing during the thank offering. That's exactly what we do today in the Lord's church. Notice Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks. In the Old Testament, what did they do when they gave thanks? They sung. Did they play? No. The playing had stopped. The singing continued. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we sing, we're giving thanks. When we sing and give thanks, there is no need for the instrument because the sacrifice has already been made. Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. What do we do when we sing? That is a thank offering. We are giving our thanks to God. Both of these passages, Ephesians 5, Colossians 3, point that out to us. So what then is the conclusion from what we learn about Old Testament instruments? Our musical worship today is singing. In doing so, we give thanks to God. The Jews understood this principle. Notice that the instruments stopped during the thank offering. Musical instruments were only used during the sacrifices. We don't use musical instruments today. Why? Because the sacrifice is over. The sacrifice has already been paid for. Jesus Christ is the sacrifice. Under the old law, instruments of music were used in tabernacle and temple worship during the time of the atoning sacrifices. When the atoning sacrifices ended, so did the instrumental music. The New Testament practice of worship and song without instruments is a sign that our atoning sacrifice has been paid. So if you draw that connection between the things taught in the Old Testament, things taught in the New Testament about music and worship, what do we learn? We don't need musical instruments. Why? Musical instruments were only used during the time of the offering of the sacrifice. We don't have an offering of a sacrifice today. That's already been taken care of by Jesus Christ. Hope it's been good for us to spend this time looking at these passages and perhaps understanding a little bit better about instrumental music in Old Testament worship. Thank you for your attention to the lesson. If we can assist you anyway on your spiritual journey, we invite you to come as we stand and sing the invitation song.